Very good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm really glad that I can be here again to share with you God's word. So before we proceed, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time that we can listen to your word. We pray that you give us ears to listen, eyes to see, hearts to understand. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Love begins in the year, you know. But you may have heard that love actually begins in the mouth. We are told that it is particularly difficult for us Chinese men to express love to our wife and to our children. And we have to learn how. So, how many stalks of roses to buy?
他有什么样很难丢，就是中国人要对我们的夫妇来传达我们的爱意。
How many stalks of roses to buy on Valentine's Day? How to write a love note to our wife? Or even to our children.
尤其是在情人节的时候呢，我们常常呢需要选一些情人节的卡片来写给我们的配偶或者是我们的爱人。
We have to be creative, be wise, so that we can utter these three difficult words: I love you.
而且呢，我们常常要划尽心思，要能够有创意，想办法怎么样能够来表达这三个字，就是我爱你。
You have heard that love begins in the mouth, and it's really important to do that. Love must be expressed. It must be said.
那你也知道呢，我们常常说爱是由口而生，尤其是爱是要表达出来的。
But for those of us who have been married for a while, we know that love doesn't really begin in the mouth, but in the ear.
但是呢，如果我们已经结婚多年的时候呢，我们相信。
You see, when the rubber meets the road, and when life comes down from the mountaintop of romantic love to the real everyday grind of life, you realize that love begins in the ear.
那事实上呢，当我们从浪漫之上下来的时候，我们知道呢，爱情很多的时候呢，并不是从嘴巴，是从耳朵开始的。
Just think about what is the most common complaints between husband and wife in marriages, between couples.
我们来想想看呢，在一般的夫妇之间，在婚姻当中，什么是最常的埋怨呢？
There was a farmer who went to see a lawyer who wants to divorce his wife.
有一个农夫呢，他去见律师，因为他要跟他的太太离婚。
Do you have any ground? The lawyer asked him.
那个律师呢，就问他说。 你有任何的根据吗？
Of course, I have 100 acres of ground.
那因为在英文的根据呢，另外一个意思也是，因为它的发音跟土地一样，所以农夫他就以为他是跟土地。当然呢，我有100亩土地。No,
no, no. What I mean is, do you have space?
但是呢，那个律师说，不是不是，我不是这个意思，我是说，你有没有实际的个案呢？
Of course, I have a case. That's where I keep all my important documents.
那因为在英文实际的个案的发音呢，又跟箱子一样，所以呢，那个农夫就说，当然啦，我有箱子啊。No,
what I mean is, do you have a suit?
然后那律师说，不是，我是问你，你到底有没有诉讼案呢？
Yes, that's what I wear to church every Sunday.
那诉讼案在英文的发音又跟西装一样，所以农夫呢就以为律师问他你有没有西装，所以他就说有啊，我每个礼拜天我都穿着西装到教会啊。Now
what I mean is, do you have a grudge?
然后律师就说不是，我是问你说你有什么样的怨恨呢？Of
course I have a garage. That's where I keep my car.
那怨恨的发音呢又跟车库一样，所以呢农夫就说啊，我有我的车库。All right,
let me just put it this way. Why do you want to divorce your wife?
所以呢，最后那个律师就说 ，OK， 让我最后这样子问好了，你到底为什么要跟你的太太离婚？
Well, have a meaningful conversation with her.
他就说我永远没有办法和他进行有意义的对话。
See, one of the most common complaints between husband and wife is, you know, he or she does not listen to me.
最常夫妻之间的埋怨，最常所听到的一句话就是，他或他根本不听我的话。
So, you know, someone said that in the first year of marriage, the man talks, the woman listens.
所以常常有人很正确的说，在第一年的婚姻里面是男人说话，女人听。
In the second year of marriage, the woman talks, the man listens.
在第二年的婚姻里面是女人说话，男人听。
Third year of marriage, they both speak and their neighbors listen.
那第三年的婚姻时候呢，是男女人都讲话，但是的邻居听。
See, the point is that no one listens anymore.
那重点就是根本没有人在倾听。
And marriage is really got to listen to each other.
你知道婚姻是很难的，所以必须要倾听。
If we don't listen, we don't understand. If we don't understand, how can we love?
如果你不倾听的话，你就不会去理解。如果你不能够理解的话，我们怎么能够相爱呢？
If we don't listen, who are we actually loving?
如果我们不倾听彼此的话，我们到底是爱谁？
Paul Tournier, a Swiss psychologist, he once said, next slide please. It is quite clear that between love and understanding there is a very close link. He who loves understands, and he who understands loves. One who feels love, feels understood, feels love, and one who feels love, feels sure of being understood.
有一个瑞典的医生呢，他曾经，他叫保罗·图尼尔，他曾经说过这样子的话，很显然，爱与理解之间存在着非常紧密的关联，爱的人就能够理解，理解的人就能够爱，一位能感受被理解的人会感受到被爱，一位感受到被爱的人肯定是会被理解的。
You see, common sense tells us, and experience tells us that actually love begins in the ear.
所以不管是以我们平常的知识或是我们的经验，都能够来告诉我们，爱是从耳生的。
But many of us will be surprised that actually Deuteronomy teaches the same idea.
那也许呢，你一点都不觉得很奇怪，因为在《生命记》第六章四到五节也是教导我们这个真理。
Deuteronomy 6:4-5 says this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with your, all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
生命记第十章是这样说的：以色列呀，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
At first, it seems that this passage is giving us two separate commands: Hear and then love.
乍看之下呢，也许你会觉得这个信息给我们是两个没有相关的命令，好像一个是叫我们要听，一个是叫我们要爱。
And many times when we quote, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart," it's often without the previous verse, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
所以很多的时候呢，当我们读这个经节的时候呢，我们都只是就分成两部分，第一个开始都是讲到说你要听。
But in the Hebrew text, it makes the command to love the Lord flows and is deeply connected with the first command of hearing who this God is.
所以实际上呢，希伯来人他很清楚的明白表示，爱主的命令是第一个听到的命令的延伸。
The question is, do you want to love God with your heart?
那问题是你要尽心去爱你的主吗？
Deuteronomy 6:4 says, you must first hear, listen.
在这边的第一件事告诉我们，就是你必须要听。
This passage is a familiar one. It's called the Shema, and the Jews would recite it twice a day as part of their family devotion.
其实呢，这经文呢是相当熟悉的，尤其是犹太人呢，他们每天呢，他们要背经文两次。
Every day in the morning and in the evening, the Israelites, the Jews, will remind themselves of the need to listen.
那实际上呢，这个在犹太人他们称为叫做西马，他们就是说在每天早上跟晚上的时候，他们要去背诵这段经文。
And when we think of hearing, as the fundamental posture of Israel's worship.
那实际上就是要他们要听，他是啊，在他们准备崇拜的时候呢，这是他们最基本的姿势，就是他们要去听。
You see that repeated in Deuteronomy as well. Deuteronomy 4:1. And now, O Israel, listen. Deuteronomy 5:1. Hear, O Israel. Deuteronomy 6:3. Hear, therefore, O Israel. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
所以我们从申命记四章第一节这边说，以色列人呐、啊，现在我所教训。你们的律律典章你们要听，在申命记第五章第一节，以色列人啊，你们要听，甚至于在第六章第三节，他也说，以色列啊，你要听。
See, that's a great reminder to love God. You must first begin by listening to Him.
所以这边呢是很温柔的来提醒我们，如果我们要的话，第一件事情，我们要爱神，第一件事情就是要听。
In fact, the Shema contrasts biblical spirituality with pagan, non-biblical spirituality.
其实呢，西马是将圣经的灵性跟异教徒的灵性来相提并论。
Biblical spirituality is about listening, about us listening to God.
所以在圣经上所谓的灵性呢，需要我们要听，要听神的话。
Pagan spirituality, in contrast, is about speaking, us speaking about God.
而对于异教徒的灵性呢，它是讲到我们要说话，对神说话。
It can only speak because there is no one to listen to.
那异教的灵性为什么是说话呢？因为根本没有人可以听。
As theologian David Wells puts it, next slide please. There is no address from outside the human situation because there is no one who is speaking or who has spoken into it.
有一位神学家叫做 David Wells， 他这样子说，在人类的境况之外，没有任何东西能够让他们说话。
You see, the gods of the ancient world were very human-like.
你知道呢，在古代近东，他们所造的神都是像人类的样子。
Just as Psalm 105 verse 4-7 puts it, let me ask our Chinese sister to read in the Chinese version.
就好像在我们的诗篇第115篇4-7节是这样子说的，他们的偶像是金的、银的，是人手所造的，有口却不能言，有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻，有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙也不能出声。
See, these gods have images that looks like men. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have mouth, they cannot speak.
就好像这些人，他们是这些神，他们虽然照得像人的样子，他们有嘴巴，但是他们却不能讲；有眼睛却不能看；有耳朵也却不能听。
But in contrast, Yahweh, the God of Israel, is the talking, speaking God.
那在相比较之下呢？耶和华我们的神是一个说话的神。
In Deuteronomy 4:10-14, Moses reminded Israel. Can I ask sister to read in Chinese?
同样的，在《申命记》第四章十到。二节，神的话是这样子说的：你在何烈山站在耶和华前的那日，耶和华对我说：“你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女上行。那时你们近前来，站在山下，山上有火焰冲天，并有昏黑。”云幽暗，耶和华火焰中对你们说话，你们听见声音，却没有看见形象。
You see, Deuteronomy 4:10-14 reminds Israel that God is a talking God, that He has appeared to them and has spoken from Mount Sinai, and they have heard His voice.
在申命记第四章10-14的地方是讲。摩西呢，在西乃山上面，来召聚百姓，来教导他们，来学习神。
To love God, we must listen to Him because this God is a talking God.
所以我们要爱神，我们就必须要听他的话，因为我们的耶和华是一个说话的神。
We can listen to Him. We can hear.
可以听到他。
So what are to hear? How are we to hear?
所以我们要听到什么呢？我们要怎么样去听呢？
First thing is we must listen carefully.
第一件事情就是我们要细心小心的听。
Careful who listening to.
我们要很小心你是听谁的话。
This is the emphasis of chapter 6 verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord one.
就好像这边所提的，以色列呀，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
You have to hear that this God is one. There is no other.
我们所要听的呢，就是这个神，没有其他的神。
And this means Yahweh, the God of Israel, is unique and exclusive.
那也就是说，我们所信任的神啊，他是一个独一唯一的神。
Unless Israel have first heard this truth, they cannot love God with all their heart, mind, strength.
他们听到这个真理，否则的话，他们是没有办法尽心尽意、尽力去爱他们神的。
You see, ancient religions were polytheistic. They have many gods.
我们都知道，古代的宗教呢，都是多神论。
And the gods have conflicting opinion, conflicting interests.
那你知道呢？这些很多的神呢，他们都是意见相左，而且是利益冲突的。
So many times it leaves the worshippers very puzzled what the gods are talking about.
所以常常呢，就让那些崇拜者呢感到非常的困惑，他们不知道他们是听哪一位神的话。
Which god should they listen to? Which god should they love?
所以他们不知道他们是要听哪一个神的话，哪一个神他们要去爱呢？
So in order to have best of all worlds, they love each god a little bit.
那为了要拥有世界上最好的，所以呢，每个人都会去爱每一个神一点点。
But one will never love God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their strength.
如果你这样呢，那这个就没有人。尽心尽意尽力的去爱你的神呢。
Moreover, when there are many gods, worship becomes a matter of preference or tradition.
进一步来说呢，当我们有多重神明崇拜的时候呢，我们总是会朝着我们自己的偏爱或传统的方向去发展。
You worship whomever you prefer or whomever your ancestors have chosen to worship.
那我们崇拜的对象是你自己的偏好，或者是你的祖先他们所崇拜的。
It is not love to say that you love someone you choose to.
不应该说我们爱某个人是因为我的决定爱去爱那个人的。
I should know that when a woman asks you, "Why do you love me?" you never answer because I choose to.
那我们作为男士的，我们知道，当一位女士来问我们说：“你为什么爱我呢？”那你绝对不要说，因为这是我的选择。
We describe how beautiful she is. We describe what is so valuable about her that makes me want to love her, isn't it?
所以呢，我们最好的呢是能够来形容她是多么的美丽，在她的里面有特别 的一些特质能够吸引你。
We love.Not because of a matter of preference, but because there's something intrinsic about the other person that is worthy of our love and our devotion.
那我们爱呢，并不是因为我们个人的偏好，而是因为在那个人里面有一个很特别的一些特质来吸引我们来爱他。
See, loving Yahweh is a matter of preference. Love, we can love Yahweh because He is awesome.
爱我们的耶和华，并不是因为我们就是选择，是因为他简直太棒了。
Remind my children from time to time, don't use the word "them."
那我常常提醒我的孩子们，在我们讲话的时候，不要太讲那个太棒的这个字。
Because if everything is awesome, then nothing is awesome.
如果你说每一件事情都太棒的话呢，那实际上就没有任何的事情真的是很棒。
Save the word awesome for the most awesome thing in the world, the most awesome person in the world, that is Yahweh himself.
所以呢，我们要保留这个字太棒了呢，给我们所敬拜的神耶和华。
This is why Moses focused on the uniqueness and exclusivity of Yahweh in Deuteronomy 6:4.
为什么呢？在《申命记》第四章的时候，摩西特别专注耶和华的独性跟他的唯一性。
There is only one God. There is only one voice whom we have to listen. He is an awesome God, awesome voice.
所以呢，实际上我们只有一位神，也只有一个声音我们要去听，那就是我们这位了不起的上帝。
Is this awesome God who speaks, who reveals Himself on Mount Sinai and spoke to Israel, spoke to Moses and gave them His laws?
也就是这一位了不起的上帝，他在西乃山上上啊，西乃山山上，他能够来向他的百姓来揭示他自己。
Is this awesome God who came down and rescued Israel from their slavery?
也是这位了不起的上帝，他从天上降到地下来，来拯救那些被奴隶的以色列人。
Is this awesome God who repeatedly forgave Israel for their stiff-necked rebellion and delivered them again and again from their enemies?
也是这位了不起的上帝，他能够一再一次一次的能够来拯救这些以色列人。
We must listen carefully. Don't mistake Yahweh for the gods of this world.
所以呢，我们必须要小心仔细的听。
He is unique. There's no one like him.
那因为我们的耶和华，他是非常独特性的，没有任何一位神像他一样。
Be careful who are we listening to.
所以你要必须的小心，你到底是听谁呢
？Not only that, we must also listen attentively.
不仅我们要小心的听，我们也要仔细的听，专心的听。Sorry.
Listening is very hard. It's not our cup of tea, isn't it?
那我们知道要听的是很难的，它不是一个很简单的事情。
Is that we love to listen more to ourselves than to other people.
那事实是呢，我们更喜欢听我们自己的话，胜于听别人的话。
My wife can testify that.
我的太太可以做这个证明。
How often I fail to listen what she says, and when she's talking, I'm just and going along forming answers.
那很多次呢，我没有听她想说什么。我常常当她在跟我讲话的时候呢，我自己在想我自己的答案。
And I'm just cross with listening to what I'm saying.
那就就自己来回答我自己想要说的话。
Again, Paul Tournier right when he said, "Listen to all the conversations of our world between nations as well as between individuals. They are for the most part dialogues of the deaf."
好像在那个保罗·图尔尼，他是对的，他曾经说过这样子的话。听一听世界上人与人和国与国之间的沟通，他们大多数的情况下是聋人对话。
So we must not only listen carefully, who are we listening to, what are we listening to? We must listen attentively.
所以呢，我们不仅要小心细心的听，而且要注意我们到底听谁的话。更重要的是，我们必须要专心的听。
We must listen to the voice of God attentively, not to our own voice.
所以呢，我们要很专心的听到我们神的话，而不是我们自己的话。
In 1 Kings 22 verse 8, King Jehoshaphat of Judah came to King Israel and asked, "Is there any other prophet in Israel that we can seek the power of the Lord?" And Jehoshaphat says, "There's still man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never said good about me, but always bad."
在列王记上啊二十二第八节，列王呢就问说，在我们啊以色列人当中有没有什么样的人，我们可来求问耶和华呢？所以以色列王对约沙法说，还有一个人是因拉的儿子米该亚。我们可以托他来求问耶和华，只是我恨他，因为他指着我所说的预言，他不说吉话，只单说凶言。
Do you notice the irony? The king of Israel wanted to inquire of God, but he only hear the good stuff, not the bad stuff.
你不觉得这里很讽刺吗？当以色列王他要来寻求神的时候，他只愿意听好的事情，而不愿意听不好的事情。
He listens selectively.Not attentively.
他是选择性的倾听，而不是专心的倾听。
Listening has become for him a matter of preference, not of attention.
所以倾听对他来讲呢，已经成为一个偏爱，而不是注意力的问题。
In the same way, today the phrase It is a matter of interpretation, has been used by many people to dismiss doctrines or truths that we don't like.
那看看我们今天呢，我们也是一样用同样的技巧。我们常常说，这是你诠释的问题。我们常常利用这一句话来消除我们不喜欢的教义。
We can easily use to each its own meaning. It's all a matter of interpretation. Just to walk away from interpretation of scriptures that we find it inconvenient, or we kind of it kind of challenges our own culture.
我们常常呢很容易的用这句话，就是说每个人都有自己的解释，来摆脱经文或是任何我们不喜欢或是为我们自己利益的事情。
It is true that interpretations play a big part in our understanding of the Bible, and I'm not denying the need for interpretation or the need to check our own interpretation or the interpretation of other people.
那我相信呢，我们要来怎么样的解释圣经呢？是什么很大的作用，因为我们能够明白。但是我不否认，有时候我们必须要来批判我们自己的解释或是别人的解释。
But if we examine ourselves, what goes on whenever we kind of go through this excuse, just a matter of interpretation? If we examine ourselves, we see that there's something deeper.
那如果呢，我们能够很去批判，去看我们自己的解释的时候，我们才能够真正知道要怎么样对我们讲。
You see, whenever we dismiss interpretations that we don't like with, it's just a matter of interpretations. Our problem is that we don't stop talking and start listening to what the scripture says. We simply just dismiss everything.
那不管是我们怎么样的去解释它呢，但是很多的时候我们并没有停止说话，去专心的去倾听经文要说的话。
We seldom respond to opposing views with now this verse. What does the passage say about your view?
我们呢很少呢，对于持着相反看法的人，我们会这样子问他说：现在这节经文是怎么样啊？以你的观点，这个信息是什么
？See, our problem is that we don't engage different views with the Bible.
那问题是呢，我们常常呢并没有去看到有不同意对于圣经的解释不同意见的人。
And we simply just dismiss any interpretation that we don't like, that doesn't fit us.
那我们倾向于呢，就是这是一个解释的，消除我们不喜欢的看法。
We speak in the Bible instead of letting the Bible speak to us.
那是。这样呢，我们是对圣经说，带圣经讲话，而不是听上帝在圣经里面要对我们说的话。
See, in the ancient world, there were many gods, so one became confused about God to listen to.
在古代的时候，我们知道他们有很多的神，所以呢，我们就会非常的感到的困惑，我们到底要听到什么神呢
？The worshipper sees his ears, but only hears noise.
多要听的时候，我们只能听到一些噪音。
In the secular world, humans have replaced the gods.
但是在世俗当中呢，人类必须要取代来神明。
人类已经取代神明。
我们已经取代了神明。
You see, we no longer hear conflicting voices of gods. Now we hear the conflicting voices of human opinions.
我们再也听不到神明矛盾的声音，我们只听见人们意见相左。
Again, we strain our ears to hear the noise of human opinions and human interpretations.
那再一次呢？当我们拉长我们的耳朵，我们只能听到人类的意见和人类解释的声音。
And in the end, we get so tired of it all, and then we just settle for, it's just a matter of preference.Which interpretation I choose to believe.
那最后呢，我们都非常的厌倦了，所以我们只能选择听到我们自己所喜欢听到的声音。
But what we are actually saying is this: what ultimately matters is my own preference to choose whatever interpretation that I find fit for my purpose.
最终呢，重要的是我们会倾向于选择适合我们自己利益、适合我们自己的事。
The thing is that we think that all we ever hear is nothing more than human opinions, human perspective, and that we can never get past human opinions to the truth, we are really saying that God is not a talking God.
问题是，如果我们认为我们所听到的只是人类的看法，而我们永远无法去超越人类的看法而走向真理，我们便是在暗中否认我们的上帝是一位说话的上帝。
We are saying that this speaking God does not exist.
我们就是在说这位说话的上帝实际上是不存在的。
And so we cannot hear.
因为我们不能够，因为我们听不到。
And if we cannot hear, we cannot love.
如果我们听不到，我们就便无法真正的爱。
But Deuteronomy 6:4 reminds us that God is the talking God. There is no other.
就像在生命记第六章第四节再次的提醒我们，我们的神是一个说话的上帝，而且他是唯一的上帝。
Because he is the talking God, we are not lost in a sea of human opinions, left to our own device to swim in this vastless ocean.
因为呢，我们的神他是一个说话的神，我们就不会迷失在这个人类所有意见充满的当中。
He can be heard.
他是可以被听到的。
That is a promise.
这是一个
Let's listen carefully and listen attentively.
所以要仔细小心地听，而且专心地听。
Be careful of what you are listening.
注意你正在听的内容。
Not only must we listen to God's voice carefully and attentively, we must also take it seriously.
我们不仅要仔细地跟专心地听神的话，我们也必须要认真对待上帝的话。
Deuteronomy 3 says this.O Israel, be careful to obey so that it may go well with you.
就好像《生命记》第六章第三节这样子说，以色列呀，你要听，要谨守遵行。
You see, hearing must lead to obedience.
所以我们知道，我们听就必须要领向顺服。
Hearing is not a matter of letting the sound wave of Bible reading bite our eardrums.
聆听上帝的话，不是让那些。读圣经的那些在我们的耳膜上反弹而已。
It is to take God's word seriously until it changes our being, until it shapes our entire, until it shapes the way we look at the world.
是我们要认真对待上帝的话，直到他的话来塑造我们，能够改变我们的整个的生命。
You see, there is no dichotomy between head knowledge and heart knowledge in the Bible.
你知道呢，在圣经里面呢，没有所谓的。头部的知识跟心理知识的二分法。
There's no dichotomy between theology and practice in the Bible.
那在圣经里面也没有所谓的二分法，就是说，在神学的理论跟实际的应用。
As if practice has nothing to do with theology, or theology had nothing to do with practice.
那你绝对不能够把这两件事情分开二分法说，在我们的实际操作上并没有所谓的神学理论，或者在神学理论里面并没有实际上的。
The question for the Israelite is this: is not do you know, but have you truly heard?
所以对希伯人来而言，真正的问题不是你知道吗，而是你真的听到了吗？
Listen carefully. It's what seriously shapes our entire being.
所以仔细的听。认真对待神的话，直到他塑造了我们整个的生命。
Quite a number of years ago, I remember one evening after work in Singapore, I was on a bus heading home, and I was so tired and drained that day, and I was so sleepy that I just closed my eyes in the seat, and I thought peace and serenity at last.
在很多年以前，当我在新加坡的时候，我记得在下班后的一个晚上，我坐在回家的公车上，因为我是如此的精疲力竭，所以呢，我就闭上眼睛，我睡着了，而且我觉得非常的平和安宁。
That peace lasted for about a few seconds because I was awakened by loud cries of children.
但是这样子的安宁呢，只持续了 几分钟而已，我突然间呢就被孩子的哭声给惊醒了。
So I pulled my eyelids open only to see a mother dragging her two young children up the bus.
所以呢，我就打开了我的眼睛，我就看见有一个母亲就拖着她两个孩子要上公车。
They were crying at the top of their lungs.
这些孩子们嚎啕大哭。
And they walked toward my direction and sat down right behind me.
所以呢，他们就向我的方向走过来，而且坐在我的后面。
I was extremely tired and exhausted that day. You can imagine how frustrated I was.
那一天我是非常非常的累，所以我听到这些惨哭声的时候，让我沮丧。
But I found some consolation when I noticed that people around me were equally frustrated.
那当我环顾我四周的时候，我发现呢，我周围的人也跟我一样，都非常的沮丧。
The student sitting over there had her fingers dug into her ears.
那在坐我对面的学生呢，他用他的手指头来塞住他的耳朵。
The old uncle in front of me was staring at the mother angrily.
那站在我对面的大叔呢，他就对这位母亲瞪他的小眼。
And the auntie sitting next to me was whispering to me, "Wow, that's not the way to raise children."
而坐在我旁边的大婶呢，她就轻轻地对我来说，嘿，这不是处理孩子的方法。
Everyone around me appears disturbed, but as typical Singaporean as we are, we know that everyone loves to speak, but only in a corner.
那在新加坡的人呢，我们知道，在当时的情况，每个人都受到打扰了。但是在新加坡呢，我们每个人如果要讲的话，我们都是会悄悄的在角落里面讲。
No one wants to tell the woman how they felt. I thought I'll be the bad guy, so I turned around and looked at them.
那没有人呢要对这位妇人讲说他们的感受，所以呢我就想说，好吧，我来做坏人。所以呢我就对着那位妇人来讲。
Excuse me, ma'am.Your children are really loud. They are really this. Even before I finish, she spoke to me. She said, "We just came from the hospital."
所以呢，当我转过来要对这个妇人说，哎，对不起，夫人，你知道你的孩子非常的吵。当我还没有讲完的时候，这个妇人马上就对着我回答说，我们刚从医院出来。
My father had just passed away.
因为他的先生就是这孩子的父亲刚过世。
Be unthinkable, inhuman for me at that moment to say, "I don't care whether your husband is dead."
如果那时候呢，我一点都不像很人性、近人情的话，我就说，我才不管呢，你的丈夫死了或没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you got to listen carefully and take her seriously.
因为你要仔细听她所要讲的话，而且要认真的对待她要讲的话。
You got to listen, and when you listen, you hear the cries of her heart.
当你仔细听的时候，你就会听到她心里面的哭泣。
When you really listen, your perspective changes. It can never be the same.
当你仔细去听的时候，你会发现你的看法就会永远被改变。
In split seconds, my perspective was changed. I can never be the same as.
所以就在几秒钟之内，我整个人的看法就完全改变，跟我五分钟之前的看法完全不一样。
See, to listen carefully and attentively and take it seriously is to allow the words of another person to change your perspective, to shape you inside out.
所以当我们能够仔细、细心跟认真的去听的话，便是允许一个人的话语来改变我们。
It is possible, my brothers and sisters, to hear God's word but not really listen.
这是很有可能的。我们只听到上帝的话，但是没有真正的去听。
We remain unmoved,
因为我们仍然不受影响。
Like people who listen to tunes and not to lyrics, we can read God's word without paying attention to what it really says.
就好像我们常常听到音乐的旋律，但是我们并没有去读它的歌词。我们也常常能够去读神的话，但是我们并没有能够认真的对待他想要对我们说的话。
We can only be interested in gathering more information, maybe as part of our apologetic toolbox to answer the unbeliever or to question or to challenge the pastor or the or Christians we don't like.
那有时候呢，我们只是为了要收集更多的信息感到兴趣，用这样子的话，我们可以来帮助我们的护教学去对那些不信主人能够辩论，或者是用来去对我们的牧师来挑战。
But God's word does not burn in our hearts.
但是上帝的话语不会在我们的心中燃烧。
God's word does not cut us like a razor, sending us to our knees.
上帝的话不像剃刀那样子，让我们能够屈服于他。
God's word does not send our power raising and our hands for His terrifying warnings.
上帝的话并没有使我们的心跳加速，我们的手在他可怕的警告前颤动。
God's word does not fill our hearts with deep, deep joy until we are weightless.
那上帝的话并没有使我们的心充满了很深沉的喜悦。
And so we get bored.
所以呢，我们就感到非常的无聊。
We'd rather be entertained.
所以我们宁可呢能够被娱乐。
To listen carefully, attentively, and to take God's word seriously is to allow the word of God to shape our thinking and affect our behavior.
所以呢，我们细心跟认真的听，神的话是允许神的话来塑造我们的想法，来影响我们的行为。
We have not listened unless our hearts are changed.
如果除非是我们的心来改变，否则的话，我们就不会去听神的话。
And so it's not surprising that Moses continued in verses 6 to 9. He says this. Can I ask the sister to read in Chinese?
所以呢，我们并不奇怪，摩西呢，他持续在第六到第九节，他是这样子说的：我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，不论你坐在家里，行在上躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
You see, here is a vision of a man, of a woman who have listened to God's word carefully and attentively, because his heart is burning with the fire of God's word.
所以呢，这里呢是一个很好的例子，不管是对男人或女人，是一个人他专门倾心细心倾听神，并认真对神的一个版本，因为他心在燃烧。
He sounds almost like Blaise Pascal, the scientist, the night of his conversion when he sees these words in the hem of his jacket, and he says, "Fire, fire, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, not of philosophers and savants." Certitude, certitude, feeling, joy, peace.
就好像有一位科学家，他的名字叫做布莱兹·帕斯卡一样。当他在绝志那一夜晚上的时候，他把神的话缝在他夹克的下摆上面，而且他是这样子喊着说：“燃烧吧，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。”不是哲学家，不是仆人，是要坚定确信，要感受，要喜乐，要和平啊！
See, the vision of Deuteronomy 6:9 is of a man whose heart is burning with the fire of the living word.
所以你看见从生命记第六到第九节，你看到是一个人，他的生命是被神的话这样子的燃烧着。
He impresses that living word upon his children.
所以呢，就会给我们的孩子留下这样子生动的话语。
He talks about them when he sits down and when he goes to sleep.
所以呢，不管是他坐在家里，他也会跟孩子谈论，或是正好他们要起床的时候，会跟他们谈论。
First thing in the morning, last thing at night, the word of God fills his mouth.
所以不管是早上起来的第一件事情，或晚上要睡觉前的最后一件事情，神的话永远是在他。嘴巴上面。
Puts it on the doors of his house.
他甚至把它放在房屋的门框上。
To remind himself that he needs to be saturated with the word of God.
再次的提醒他自己，他的整个人要被神的话语来浸透。
There's no stopping him because the person who has truly heard will never be the same before.
没有任何的事情能够来阻止他，因为真正倾听的人是和从前完全是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, do you want to love God?
弟兄姐妹们，你要爱神吗
？You must listen to Him carefully.
所以你就必须要小心、细心的来倾听他。
You must listen to Him attentively, and you must take His word seriously.
你也必须要专心的来听他的话，而且要认真的对待他的话。
But that's not all.
但是这不是全部。
Trust Jesus fully.
但是呢，我们必须要完全来信赖我们的耶稣。
You see, brothers and sisters, if I leave you with the first three points, I'm not giving you the full story in the book of Deuteronomy.
如果呢，我只给你这前面三项重点的话呢，我并不是给你整个生命记的全貌。
In fact, I'm going to give you the impression that you and I actually have the ability to listen carefully, attentively, and take God's word seriously.
那也许呢，我会给你一个假的假象，就认为说我们确实有能力，我们有细心的、专心，而且能够认真的对待。
You see, when Moses charged Israel that they had to love God and they had to hear God and love Him, they promised that they would do so, but did they?
你也知道，摩西吩咐以色列人，你们要听，而且要爱你们的神。那他们答应摩西说他们会这样子做，但是他们做了吗？
No, not in their history, not in their future.
那知道以色列人在历史上并没有做，在未来也会这样子做。
Moses' address to Israel did not end in Deuteronomy 6, because in Deuteronomy 29 to 30, Moses anticipated Israel's future apostasy, future abandonment of God.
那我们知道呢，摩西呢继续在摩西在生命记第六章的陈述里面，他并没有停止，甚至于我们看到生命记第二十九章十四节到三十章第二节的时候，摩西他就已经去预测到将来以色列人他们会叛教，会违反他们的神。
They were stiff-necked people. They are going to be stiff-necked and rebellious people.
所以呢，他们呢更糟的是呢，他们就会来违背他们自己的神跟自己的百姓。
What does this truth teach us about hearing?
所以呢，在这里面告诉我们怎么样，什么样的真理有关于倾听呢
？Is hearing God's word, is loving God simply a matter of forcing our will?
那难道说我们要叫我们来仔细听神的话，是要来违反我们自己的的意志力吗
？Is the problem with us a matter of the lack of willpower?
是不是我们缺乏自主力呢？
The problem is far deeper.
那这个问题实际上是更深的。
The Apostle Paul in Romans 1 tells us what kind of people would suppress the truth of God, what kind of people would exchange the truth of God for lies.
我们知道呢，使徒保罗在罗马书的时候这样子告诉我们，是怎么样的人他会来压制真理呢？是怎么样的人他会以谎言来代替神的真理呢？
He calls them the ungodly.And the unrighteous.
他称那样的人是不敬虔跟不义的人。
And later on, he says, no one is excused from this label.
那后来呢？他又说，没有人可以避免这样子的一个标签。
See, the problem is not a lack of willpower on our part to listen and to love God. The problem is our corruption, the corruption of our heart.
那问题呢？不是。我们自己缺乏了意志力去要专心听神的话或者去爱神的问题是因为我们人的败坏
Theologian Arthur Pink puts it this way The truth is that until the heart is purged from corruption The ear will be deaf to divine instruction
就好像神学家 Arthur Pink 他曾经这样子说事实是若内心的败坏不除去耳朵将神的指示充耳不闻。
We are deaf to God's instruction not because we do not have enough willpower, but because we do not see the need.
我们呢对神的话呢充耳不闻，并不是因为我们没有足够的自主力、意志力，而是因为我们看不见需要。
Because our hearts are corrupt.
我们心已经败坏了。
Israel was like that, and we are honest. We are just the same.
以色列呢是像那个样子，你必须要承认，我们人是一样的。
Yes, there's hope.
是的，但是还是有盼望的。
That's what God's word does. That's what God's word does. It soothes our heart. It works deep within the depths of our heart. It changes us from within.
所以呢，耶和华神就是我们的希望，因为他能够在我们的内心里面，他的话能够使我们完全的改变。
There's hope because in Prophet Isaiah, when Prophet Isaiah has detailed Israel's rebellion in Isaiah chapter 50, true servant of the Lord speak in this way.
在先知以赛亚曾经详细的述说以色列人的背叛后，在以赛亚书五十章，神的仆人是如此说的。
Can I ask Esther to read in Chinese?
主耶和华，我受教者额头，使我知道怎样用言语服务贫乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。人打我的背，我任他打；人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩。
See, these are the words of the true servant of the Lord, Isaiah.
那这是呢，真正神仆人以赛亚说出来的话。
And he listens carefully and attentively to every word of the Lord.
实际上呢，我们知道这个神的仆人以赛亚呢，他是很专心、仔细的听到神的每一句话。
Yet he did what Israel could not do.
他做以色列人不能做的事情。
He did what we cannot do.
他做了我们不能做到的事情。
And it is this servant who was.For our transgression, it was him who was crushed for our iniquity, and upon him falls all the chastisement that are due to us.
这是为我们的过犯而被刺穿的仆人，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得到平安的仆人。
And is this servant who was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, when his face shone like the sun and his clothes like the beaming lights?
那这位仆人呢，也是在彼得、雅各跟之前在登山变相的时候，他的脸面明亮如日头，而且他的衣裳洁白如光。
And Peter was rambling on and on about what he wanted to do for the Lord.
那保罗呢，一直在旁边呢，叨叨不停的在说，我要自己为主做一些事情。
He's speaking and not really listening.
他一直在讲话，但是他并没有在听。
When suddenly behold a bright cloud over them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”
Brothers and sisters, do you want to love God with all your heart, strength, and soul?
弟兄姐妹们，你们要尽心、尽意、尽力爱你的主吗
？You must listen carefully, listen attentively, take it seriously.
你就必须要细心的听，专心的听，而且要认真的听。
But most of all, trust Jesus.
那最重要的是，我们要完全的信赖我们的耶稣。
Because you see in him not just a model of our obedience and model of a person who listens and loves God.
那你知道呢？他实际上，耶稣就是我们一个很好的榜样。他是怎么样仔细的听，是怎么样的专心的听。
You don't see just a model, you see the person who alone came to rescue us to do what we cannot do so that he can substitute himself for our sins and give us a new heart.
所以我们看见耶稣是只是一个榜样在那里，他实际上是一个人，他到地上来，他是怎么样的来拯救我们，从我们的败坏当中拯救我们。
Brothers and sisters, have you heard?This morning.
你今天早上听到神的声音了吗
？Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your living word.
主，我们要谢谢你，你的活泼的话语。
Words that often we are so familiar.
你的话语我们是如此的熟悉。
But we often fail to grasp its message.
但是呢，我们常常呢都会忘记了你的信息。
We thank you that you are God who pursues us.
我们谢谢你，因为你是来赎价来赎罪我们的神。
You're God who is relentlessly going after us and pursuing us.
主啊，你是个神，从来不放弃我们，你是永远都在来打我们的神。
You woo our hearts so that our hearts can belong to you.
主啊，你感动我们的心，说我们的心来接近。
When we thank you for your living word.
谢谢你真实的话语。靠耶稣的祷告。